It's been a busy 3 days for French President Emmanuel Macron. On his first state visit to China since being elected in May, he's toured Beijing's sprawling Forbidden City and met with members of the French and Chinese business communities. He's also led the charge to reignite trade ambitions between Europe and the Asian nation. Mr. Macron has told the Chinese and French business leaders that too often in the past, European countries came to China with widely varying agendas.
It is up to Europe and Asia, to France and China, to define and come up with the rules of a game where we could all win or lose. I have come here to tell China that I am determined to move the Euro-China partnership into the 21st century so that it fits in this new framework that we need to define together. Europe will embrace this new strategy because it is now aware of its role and its place in this promising century.
As China's trade relations with the United States become increasingly unpredictable, Chinese international relations analyst Victor Gao says it's the right time for Europe.
I think it is time for European leaders, including the French President Macron, to really balance off their relations against the United States with their relations with China.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has welcomed Mr. Macron's calls for a closer relationship with Europe, but was non-committal in his response. Instead, he had announced China will provide greater access for all foreign investments.
Looking at the future, China will insist on the basic state policy of open door. We will continue to open our door for the construction and promote high-level trade, freedom and investment facilitation. We will comprehensively implement the system of a national treatment and negative list for our market access. We will greatly broaden market access and protect the legal rights of foreign investors.
President Macron has also used the visit to push for greater Chinese investment in French companies.
After a long situation of asymmetry, we decided several years ago to rebalance. I would like this rebalancing to translate itself into more Chinese investment in France and into more access to the Chinese market for French companies.
Britain has long been viewed as China's closest partner in Europe, but the uncertainties surrounding that country's post-Brexit trade agreements has given France a chance to emerge as a key option. The French and Chinese presidents have signed numerous trade deals in a range of areas, including nuclear energy, space technology, aviation and the environment. President Xi says the two men have also reached a consensus on a number of global issues.
We have decided to comprehensively strengthen our international cooperation. We will abide by the theme and the principles of the UN Charter and make joint efforts to maintain the multilateralism and improve global governance. Together, we will cope with the global challenges such as climate change, terrorism, and so on. China is willing to join hands with France in building the new international relations, which are mutually respective, fair and just, and win-win.
In addition to his trade talk success, President Macron leaves Beijing with China's recommitment to the Paris Climate Agreement. That is a crucial assurance after the United States withdrew from the accord in August last year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS World News.